I'm going to give a description of one particular Dakini figure. A Dakini figure who occupies an important place in the tantric path as followed, as practiced in Tibet. And this Dakini is known as Sarva Buddha Dakini. Sarva Buddha Dakini. Sarva means all. Buddha, of course, means enlightened ones in the plural. So Sarva Buddha Dakini means the Dakini of all the Buddhas, the Dakini of all the enlightened ones. And she represents, this figure of Sarva Buddha Dakini represents the embodiment of all the energies of all the Buddhas. In other words, she represents the energies that have carried all the Buddhas, past, present and future, to enlightenment. So Sarva Buddha Dakini is a very powerful figure indeed. And what does she look like? To begin with, she stands upright. She's not sitting down. She's not meditating. She's standing there. And she's standing there with her legs wide apart and slightly flexed. And she's moving towards the right. And her breasts, which are very, very full, are thrust out. And her head is tilted right back. The right arm hangs a little out from the side. And the left arm is raised well above her head and bent back, the hand almost touching the head. And the whole figure is red in colour. Brilliant red. And the whole figure is completely naked. She wears only a few ornaments. Ornaments of human bone. And especially she wears an enormous garland of human skulls that hangs right down below her knees. And she has, moreover, long, dishevelled tresses flying out in all directions. And in her right hand she holds a chopper with a vajra handle, and in her left hand she holds a skull cup filled with blood. And she's lifting up the skull cup and she's pouring the blood into her open mouth, and she's drinking it with evident enjoyment. And her face wears what is called a wrathful smile. And she has three eyes glaring, one in the middle of her forehead. And she wears a crown of five human skulls. And on her left shoulder, lying horizontal, and passing behind her upturned head, is a long staff. And from the top of the staff, there hangs down a small hand drum, the damaru, with streamers. And the head of the staff is formed by the vase of initiation. And the vase of initiation is surmounted by two outstretched wings. And above the outstretched wings, are three human heads, one on top of the other. First, a head freshly severed. Then a head that's been severed some time and has begun to dry up. It's gone yellow. And on top, there's just a skull. The third head is a skull. And on top of the skull, there stands upright a vajra. And the Dakini, Sarva Buddha Dakini, tramples underfoot two figures. One figure is red, the other black, and each has four arms. The red figure holds a skull cup filled with blood and a staff like the Dakini's. The black figure holds a small hand drum and a kind of cutlass, a curved sword. And each has one pair of hands raised in supplication. And this figure, this red figure, this naked red figure of the Sarva Buddha Dakini is surrounded by a halo of flames. So this is Sarva Buddha Dakini, the Dakini of all the Buddhas.